All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Mike Moore Show for September 2018. You're listening to Mike Moore Show with Code Country 1210.
KOKK.
As always, brought to you by Montgomery Agency. You just heard their ad. If your real estate needs in Huron, see the Montgomery Agency, Jim Tharp and Company. Open houses on Sundays, so go track through somebody's home. Why not?
Why not?
I mean, most people go to the open houses just to kind of see what the person houses. Oh, yeah.
I love real estate. I love homes. I love looking at them.
Have you done that?
I have not. I have never went and just looked at somebody's house for fun. But you know, I like their 3D thing that they're doing now because yeah, you can totally do it in the comfort of your own home. Yes. Yeah.
You're seeing into somebody's house.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, my house was on the tour of homes.
Yeah?
It was when I lived in the Stone House on 7th Street.
Okay.
And it was before I was married, so it was kind of a guy house.
Yeah.
I was a little bit
Ohio
worried.
Ohio stuff everywhere. Bachelor pad.
I didn't have much stuff anywhere. That was the problem. I think I had a bed that might have had sheets on it. Yeah. But that was about it. There might have been a couch and a TV, but I digress. But we're talking about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October. Obviously, a lot of events going on in the community.
So what is going on?
I have no idea.
You know, what was it?
You're supposed to know, aren't you?
Yeah. A couple, well, thank you for asking. We have the Jaminos family, the Jaminos Family Safe Center is doing our pancake feed at the lodge through the Elks.
When is that?
So that is a Saturday in October. And pancake the date for that is.
She's looking on her phone. We're all waiting intensely.
I think it's October 13th. 14th. October 14th. It's a Sunday this year.
All right, so on October 14th, if you're hungry.
That's right. Come eat some pancakes.
The Domestic Violence Family Safe Center. Yes. Stop out, eat some pancakes at the lodge,
that's
formerly
right.
The Elks.
Yep. And it's early. It's like 8 to noon. So before church, after church.
Well, they can have
before
breakfast.
Before football.
Breakfast and lunch.
That's right.
There you go. Will they have the games on at football?
You know, they have TVs in there. We could do some games
going. Yeah. What about those Vikings, man?
Oh, my gosh.
By the Bills, huh?
That was, like the Green Bay game wasn't hard enough to watch. Oh. Then they follow it up with the Bills game. and the next two games, we'll see.
Yes. I mean, they got the Rams.
Yeah.
And we're actually recording this on Thursday, so they got the Rams.
Oh, yeah, tonight.
That's probably not going to work out well for them, but we're hoping. We're hoping for the best.
The joy of being a Vikings fan is, you hope for the best and expect the worst.
Right. Well, I'm from Ohio originally, so I'm a Browns fan.
Yeah, well, we got this win. Year you are. Are you a Browns fan every year?
I've been a Browns fan since I've been knee high to a grasshopper.
Yeah,
what you're saying?
This is your year. I can feel it.
My grandfather used to have season tickets to the Browns.
Oh, fun.
And we were up there, I'd go up with him and we'd go to the Browns game. And it was at that old municipal stadium. It was terrible.
Yeah.
We sat. His tickets weren't real good.
We
sat so far away. I don't even know if I could see the game. But it was fun hanging out with Grandpa and going up to the game.
That's what it's about anyway.
Yeah. So it was good. But we had those from a number of years. And we also had Ohio State season tickets. My great-grandmother graduated from Ohio State. So we were able to get tickets until they changed their policy in like 87. And we weren't able to get tickets anymore.
Oh, but no.
It's a lot more fun going to Ohio State games than Cleveland games.
Yeah, I bet.
But there was a couple good years they had.
We just got the Cavs.
We had the Cavs.
Are you a basketball guy?
I'm a big basketball guy. We lost LeBron this year.
Yeah, you did.
My daughter and I aren't too happy about that.
You got Tristan Thompson.
I think they'll trade him this year. I don't think he'll be there.
I just saw his Instagram. They signed him for another year.
Cleveland?
Sorry about that.
That means they're going to trade
him. I only follow him because, he has a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, with Chloe.
She's my spirit animal.
All right. But, we got a couple minutes left, so back to domestic violence. So again, we got the pancake feed. What else you got going on?
Well, normally we have the BBB, but we moved it into September this year. So for us, it's just pretty much the pancake feed. And then regrouping for, we do our Just Desserts right before Thanksgiving at Coburn's. We do all our baked goods, and then we do the primetime gift cards for Christmas. So we're kind of taking a little break now after the BBB, but we will be doing pancakes.
Nice. Well, they got the pancakes. And then now do you tie a purple? Purple is the color for domestic violence. So you might see some purple ribbons around some trees.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We do that. Purple.
Yep. On Campbell Park. Kara does that.
I'm sure that my office is doing something.
I'm sure you are.
I should have probably asked Sarah, but I didn't. We've been really
Let's bring Sarah.
Busy.
She loves radio.
Yeah.
Next month you're in, Sarah.
I tried to get her on, but she ain't having it. And we have a new staff member. I tried to get her coming, and she ain't having it.
We'll keep working on it.
All right.
When they help us rename the show.
Right. So we're going to get that out. So that's exciting. We're going to get that out. And then
even though you started the show telling me it's not going to happen.
Right. It's not going to happen, but it's fun to talk about. So yeah. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of consequences to change the name.
Okay.
But, you know,
we'll work through it.
There's probably, you know,
teamwork,
FCC
Mike.
Papers we have to file. I don't know.
I don't know.
Contracts.
We'll figure it out.
I don't know. All right.
I'm a business major.
Copyright infringements.
I don't know about that.
All right. So that's it. So this is a good Saturday. So enjoy your day. As I said, go out, support the Huron Tigers tonight. My daughter is playing volleyball. And as well as the rest of the team.
That's
He's
right.
Not the only person on the team. But 7 o'clock tonight, they play Aberdeen. They're doing pretty well this year. So get out there and support them.
And they're selling good cookies.
Yes. We were over at your house, sold you some cookies.
Yes. Sorry, I was a little frazzled that day. I just rescued a dog. We'll follow up with that next month.
All right. It was high security to get to your house, but I made it through.
You made it through.
So, so we
clearance.
Enjoy that. Enjoy your Saturday, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you next month. We'll probably talk more about domestic violence and what happened, but we'll be back with Nicole. We'll be back next month.
I'll be here.
And me, Mike Moore, the name of the show. So thanks for listening, and that's going to be the name of the show, but we'll see.
We'll find out. It's up in the air.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.